Meanwhile, the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, has said plans to extend the Help to Buy and First Home Bridge the Gap schemes for 5 years were pretty much approved at a Cabinet subcommittee meeting yesterday. Speaking on his way into the Irish Home Builders Association House Building Summit today, Mr O'Brien said the issue would probably go to Cabinet next week.
The Help to Buy grant, which let's remember, it's people's tax back in their pocket to help with their deposits. About 45,000 households have claimed that grant, and it's a real assistance to people. So we want to extend that for a further 5 years. And the Bridge the Gap First Home Scheme, which I brought in just less than 2 years ago, has over 4,000 approvals already, 4,000 homes being purchased through that scheme. So it's working, it's good. I got approval yesterday to make a further contribution to the scheme of €40 million, which will be matched by the bank, so a further €80 million into that scheme. So I'd like to see that continue for the next 5 years. It's worked really, really well. We targeted originally 8,000 home purchases through it. We're well on track to do that. And it's a real support for first-time buyers, many of whom are caught in a rental trap or living with their folks at home and want to be able to bridge that gap to buy a home.
When will that go to Cabinet?
That's pretty much approved yesterday, so it'll go to Cabinet next week. We'd expect to make the provision available. We have enough money for this year. This is really looking into next year. So that will go to Cabinet within the next 2 weeks, more than likely next week, but that's been agreed as well. So that's very positive. It gives certainty for those who are out there looking to buy homes that the supports that government are giving through Help to Buy and First Home, which average around €100,000 per home, and people need to know that that's available for them, that that's actually going to continue. But obviously the big challenge is keeping supply and that increase in supply. We've a target this year of about 34,500. We intend to exceed that again this year, but I'll be assessing the ESRI data when that comes back into me and looking to set the new targets for the remainder of the decade in autumn of this year.
Dara O'Brien speaking earlier. Well, let's return now to that Cabinet decision to...